communication specialist from the United States Postal Service, Tad Kelly, on our Disc Institute at Pittsburgh Newsline. Tad, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Good morning, Courtney.
Hi, Tad.
This is the time you make news. In fact, you're in our own news.
No question about it. It is our busiest time of the year. We like to call it our Super Bowl, actually. We ramp up for this all year long. And matter of fact, I was pulling into work today, and I had to jog around the mail trucks that are already leaving this morning to take packages out. That's how busy we are. We have to keep on top of this volume of mail. It's just crushing our post offices. But we're up for the job. Our employees are dedicated. We're happy to do it.
Well, we have one less week this December, right? It's a shortened season, right? It's nuts.
Absolutely, Courtney. That's what makes it very challenging with the late Thanksgiving. You know, you really kind of woke up and you only had 3.5 days. The next morning after Thanksgiving, you had 3.5 weeks till Christmas. You know, 2 days later, you're talking about the 1st of December. It's very strange. It doesn't happen often. I think it was 7 years ago this happened. But it puts a little bit of a stress on folks to get their packages purchased, their gifts in the mail, their letters and cards in the mail. But we've actually done some things this year I hope to tell you about. We've actually got some extended Saturday hours this weekend and the next weekend. We've got extra services to help our customers because we know it's challenging when you shrink the holiday season like has happened.
And I think you have to because I'm feeling it and everybody I talk to, my friends and stuff, it just this holiday season you definitely feel just hurried. It just feels crazy and kind of messy and, yeah, I think everybody is – press for time. We feel it, truly.
I'm with you. I like that extra week between Turkey Day and December, but here we are, and so we must deal with it. And so, you know, what I'd like to tell you is that we've got three city offices open this weekend on Saturday till 4 p.m. You've got McKnight Road, you've got Monroeville, and you've got Pleasant Hills, and forgive me, also Montour. There's four city offices open this weekend till 4. And three of those offices, the one minus Montour, is going to take parcel pickup at their Sunday hours. Like if you have the package at the post office, maybe you received a notice on Friday or Saturday. We're going to have hours open on Sunday for you to go get your package at the post office. We're really trying to help our folks out. We know these deadlines are just so tough on them right now.
All right, let's review the deadlines, Tad.
Let's do it.
Certainly. If you're going to go with our retail ground, that's our most economical, but of course it's ground transportation, you have till tomorrow, the 14th. We really need that package in by then. If you're talking about your first class cards and letters, you want to have them to the post office by December 20th, okay? And then after that, you're really talking about priority mail. Priority mail is your best service. It's a service that provides you 2 to 3 days anywhere in the country. It's flat rate, so whatever you can pack in that box is going to go for the same rate. You're going to get the box for free. You're going to receive $50 worth of free insurance and free tracking. We need that by December 21st. And then after that, for that, you know, procrastinator, and we know they're out there, you're really talking about Priority Mail Express. Again, free box, free tracking, but $100 worth of free insurance, and we're going to need that by December 23rd. That's an overnight guaranteed service. That product is delivered 365 days a year, and yes, it will be delivered on Christmas Day as well.
Well, that covers the details of delivery dates and deadlines, but Courtney and I were talking about this new proliferation of porch pirates because more and more people are ordering online. What's your recommendation for people who, you know, don't want to lose whatever valuables are coming to their porch or front door?
I'm going to give you five right off the bat. It is tragic that somebody would try and steal the holidays, steal Christmas from somebody, but we know it's happening. And as you said, it's happening on the rise. So number one, most important, do not leave your delivered mail on your porch or in your mailbox unattended for too long. If you know you're going to be away for that day or overnight, you know, rely on a neighbor. But we have other services that you can rely upon. You're expecting a package. And with today's technology, you pretty much are receiving information all the time about when something should arrive. And if you're using informed delivery with the Postal Service, which is free, you're even knowing when your letter size mail is going to arrive to your door and what you're receiving. So number two is you can customize by asking the Postal Service to hold your mail at the post office. You simply go online, USPS.com, look for select delivery instructions, and you can have that mail held at the post office, or we have what's called package redirect. And that enables you to give us a new address, perhaps your neighbor next door, perhaps your office, or simply, again, do not deliver. and you want to plan ahead when you're going to ship a package to a loved one or a friend, you can say, hold at local post office for pickup. Maybe they've got a history of some issues where they live you're mailing to. They can have that mail. As you're the shipper, you can have it held at the post office for them. You know, and there's all kinds of customized delivery, as I've been describing. You can go on USPS.com, select, you know, a different address, select held at the post office. Those are always good ideas. And then, of course, we've got all of our secure services. You can have signature confirmation if you're the mailer that comes back to you that that customer received it. If you're mailing something extremely valuable, like jewelry, we have registered mail. Registered mail is our most secure. It is signed for every time it changes hands until it's in your hands. So that's a very, very strong service right there. And then, of course, I always tell folks, if you see, like, something suspicious in the neighborhood, maybe a postal vehicle is being followed by another car slowly, you know, report that to your local law enforcement. They want to know that. And, again, as I mentioned before, we've got carriers out there as early as 6 a.m. in the city of Pittsburgh delivering packages to keep on top of this volume. Leave a porch light on. It not only protects your packages, but it helps the carrier see your house number, and also safety-wise, they see where they're walking. And they're into the evening, too, delivering. It's just the way it is. We're doing the best we can. We're moving mail very, very quickly. But these are just things to protect your packages. We'd hate to see something that a loved one took the time to buy, package, wrap, and ship, and we deliver, and you didn't receive. So, again, don't leave that mail unattended for too long.
Great information. Tad Kelly, Communications Specialist for the U.S. Postal Service. Thank you, Tad.
My pleasure. Happy holidays.